I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
And we are at the Gateway Film Center, as usual. And what do you got for me
today? I saw a beautiful love story last night called Belle.
Okay.
About an 18th century young woman. She was black, and she was in a white. Then I saw on Entertainment Weekly, because we've got the Shailene Woodley story coming, The Fault is in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars, yeah.
In Our Stars.
The Fart in Our Stars, no. Did you say?
I might cut that out.
No, you should leave that. Fart in Our Stars.
It's about a heartbreak because she has cancer.
He lost a leg and she's, you know, on borrowed time.
So they're looking back on heartbreaking romances. Mm-hmm. I thought of a couple.
Okay. Love story.
A love story that's in the end a heartbreak.
No, love story.
Oh, love. And you know, what is that, about 1970?
1970, 71.
Eric Segal's story was so smooshy. The film turned out to be fairly decent with...
Yeah, Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. Yeah.
She dies.
Right. Yeah. They're young, they're in love, they're in college. Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about romances over which death looms.
Doesn't have to be death.
All right.
What do you got? Casablanca.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. But, you know, that movie is so romantic. There's a heartache every time. I think maybe this time he's going to leave with her. Maybe this time he's going to make... You know what I mean? It has that kind of effect on
you. You know, when they were making the movie, they didn't know how it was going to
end. Yeah, I know.
And they got that one ending and they loved it.
As one critic called it, the happiest of happy accidents.
Anyway, they split up at the end. It shows a responsibility toward love, a greater love, say love of humanity.
Yeah.
That they give up what they really want for something better. And that's what I like about it. That's what I think is one of the hallmarks of love. You give up stuff out of your love.
If you love something, let it go.
Then 1965, one of the great romances that I'm not sure about anymore, except that the movie's music just gobbles me up.
Yeah.
Dr. Zhivago. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make a confession here. I've never seen Dr. Zhivago. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. If you've seen clips, you probably feel like you've seen it.
I just...
Yeah, you haven't.
I don't know. I don't know why I've not seen that movie. There's something holding me back from seeing that movie.
Well, it's very manipulative. It is manipulative.
I think it might be Omar Sharif's mustache.
No, I don't. It's just as Julie Christie looks so good. She is framed, as Shakespeare might say, to make men false.
Yeah.
And he was. He's being false. Doctor, nurse, come on. What's more cliched than that? Extremely romanticized by David Lean. So therefore, it casts a kind of unreal look. Like Casablanca is real to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, in the end, it has an ending. You'd come in and you'd say, oh, please, I have to throw up. The ending is so bad. If you asked the person on the street, what's the greatest romance of all time? I'll bet you 6 out of 10 people watching the show would say the 1997 Titanic.
Were there 12-year-old girls that watched this show? Manhattan.
Okay.
Annie Hall, without all the self-references.
Right.
And that romance is really heartbreaking to me. He's in a romance with this teenage girl, Mariel Hemingway. He says, listen, we got to stop. When she says, I just can't believe that you found somebody you like better than me.
Oh, nice. God. Nice.
That's heartbreaking.
All right. Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind. You know, Gone with the Wind isn't, I don't think it gets a lot of credit for what kind of romance it is.
Yeah.
It's a kind of hard-edged romance. Yep. She's not an Annie Hall figure, nor is he a Alvy Singer figure.
Right.
But it's more about passion than anything.
Bogey and Bacall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why is that real life heartbreak?
Because he died. Yeah.
Say Anything with John Cusack. It's got to be the best teen romance. I guess what's heartbreaking about it is that against the odds, these two connect. And you just kind of know, even though in the movie they're not broken up, you have that sort of at the end of The Graduate, you know that it's doomed.
It's not going to work.
You know?
So I'm beginning to think that in our subject here of heartbreaking romances, that I lean toward preferring the breakup or the death. I think it's far more romantic than the successful.
Because it lingers. Because it lingers.
Like our show.
Yeah, right.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.